Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
She don't care about my car, and she don't care about my money, and that's real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me, not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford oozing out my ears. But what she sees are my faults and indecisions, my insecure conditions, and the tears upon the pillow that I shed. She don't care about my big screen or my collection of DVDs. Like that just never mattered much to her. Plus, she don't watch too much TV.
Elliot Sloan, Blessed Union of Souls. I got started in music just really dreaming. It started from the inside, just really dreaming about writing my own songs and writing songs and being in a band and touring. It started from the inside. You know, my mother got me in piano lessons when I was a kid, and I just really like took to it. And all my brothers and sisters were taking piano lessons as well, but I was the last one to really just kind of stick to it. I didn't know that I was really developing a passion for it until I really liked the idea of being able to make up your own songs. I was fascinated with that. You know, when I'm listening to the radio and all these bands I was listening to, it's like all these guys are doing is making up their own songs. What are they singing about? You know, and I'm like, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old. I didn't know what I was going to like write any songs about. But as time went on, I just started writing songs about things that I knew about life or things that I fantasize about. Or sometimes my whole process would be to be like watching a movie or a TV show or a certain scene and trying to imagine what the music behind that would sound like. So I know I'm kind of going all over the place as far as like how I got started, but it really started with the dream. It really started with the idea to think that I was naive enough to think that I could do it, you know, and you kind of have to have that. You have to kind of have that boldness and being daring to go, yeah, I can do this. Why not me? Somebody else did it. Why not me? And it kind of started with that. It started with the passion for it. And, you know, the love of music and the love of creating music and the love of writing your own lyrics. And, you know, once I started getting equipment and everything, figuring out how to put all that together and make something that was, you know, halfway decent for people to listen to or whatever. But it started from the inside. It really just started with the love of being trying to create, and I still do that today. I just love to create music, something that came from my heart or my experience or my interpretation of something. So that's, and it's fun. So it starts with being fun as well. You know, I never looked at it like as a business or whatever. It was just let's make music because it's fun to do, and it's fulfilling to me in certain ways.
That's great. Do you mind if we jump into some student questions?
Yes, please do.
All right, cool. So some of you guys have already sent me some questions. I'm gonna go ahead. We got one email to me from France. One of the kids wanted to know, how did it feel the first time you heard one of your songs on the radio?
I remember that vividly. I was actually, it was in Cincinnati, where I'm from, and I was rehearsing with the band I was in at the time. It was a summer band that I was in playing at this restaurant, and we were rehearsing. And there's a radio station here in town, Q102, Cincinnati, WKRQ. Now, I knew I knew they were going to play our songs sometime that week. And we had practice every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We had practice every day from like noon to 4 o'clock. But we didn't know what day it was going to play because it was like some sort of like new music hour. And so every day, you know, we got the radio on. We're practicing. We got the radio on. We're listening. And it's, oh, not Monday. Okay, maybe tomorrow. It came back Tuesday and we were practicing. We got the radio up and nothing. Then Wednesday, same thing. Told them we were practicing, you know, and the guys that I was with, they were not in my band. They were friends, and they were all happy for me or whatever if it was gonna happen. So Wednesday, nothing happened again. After a while, you start to think, well, maybe it's not gonna be this week. But Thursday comes up and we're practicing for about an hour, hour and a half. And then I hear the DJ say, so this next new song is from a band from right here in Cincinnati. And as soon as he said that, I obviously knew it was going to be us. As soon as he said that, I mean, we're gathered around the radio. And I think I started like crying before the song even came on. Just the fact that they were even talking about us. And they finished the spiel and then they hit play and, you know, the first three notes of I Believe came on. And it was a really moving moment because it was just like, as a songwriter, you're just thinking like, you know, you record something in the studio and you think it's good. You think man, are people going to like this song if they just get to hear it? And getting people to hear it and to listen to your song for these, you know, 3 minutes and 50 seconds of their life on airtime, it's a hard thing to do. It was hard then and it's hard now. So the fact that it was happening in real time and I'm just bawling right through the entire song, and the guys in the band are around me, they've got their hands on my shoulder kind of like consoling me because it had been such a lifelong dream to hear our song on the radio. And yes, I remember that vividly. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I'll never forget it. Just kind of like validating, like, yes, we were right. We knew the song was, we knew the song was at least pretty good that people would like it, and they did. No, I'll always be thankful for that.
Walk blindly to the light and reach out for his hand. Don't ask any questions and don't try to understand. Open up your mind and then open up your heart. And you see that you and me are
favorite songs of all time. I distinctly remember as a kid, my older brother bought your first four albums. And like, I remember really young, it was probably like 1996, maybe 95, somewhere around there. And they're gonna be the biggest band and whatever. That's up in Detroit where I'm from, and like,
Oh, sure, yeah.
yeah, it was massive. One of the kids emailed. They wanted to know how has your music evolved over the years? And guys, we'll go with a few more student questions, then let them go. But keep coming in the chat with them.
I think it just evolves with who you are as a person. Some of the core things about me will always be incorporated in the music, especially if I'm writing for specifically for Blessed Union of Souls. Now, as an artist, you grow up listening to all kinds of music. And again, like I said, if I'm writing for Blessed Union of Souls, I'm picturing what we would sound like and what the band would sound like and what we can get across to our audience as this band. But in my mind, I am several different artists. I hear the rock side of me come out. I hear the R&B side come out. So depending on what song that I'm writing, I can gear towards that. There are a lot of songs that I have written and recorded and produced that won't be under Blessed Union of Souls. I've done that before. I've written for other artists, and I've written songs that nobody's ever going to hear except, maybe some close friends or whatever, that are geared towards kind of like an alter ego, but a band of mine. But I do that a lot of times because it's like it's they're ideas that I have to get out. And again, they may not be Blessed Union of Souls, but I have to get these ideas out. And it just is like building up inside of me into the burst. So the way the music has evolved really kind of depends on who I'm writing it for and the experiences that I've gone through and things that I see in the world. I kind of write to what I see and what I hear and what I'm surrounded by and what affects me. I could be something could happen, and that's happened many times. Something happens and I see something on TV or I see like some real life scenario of kindness or something, and it will just spark an idea. So I kind of just let the song be itself for the most part and write that song in the direction that it's already going instead of trying to pull it one way or another. I kind of let the heart and soul of it make the decision on how the song evolves, if that makes any sense.
No, absolutely. I know we have a lot of students on here. I'm guessing a lot of you guys want to be musicians. Elliot, you were a three-time gold album. Is that what it is?
Our first album went gold. I think one of the other ones may have. I know in Australia we had a gold record for Hayley Leonardo.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, we've sold a lot of records. That's crazy.
Lots of records. And so yeah, you guys are getting invaluable. Those of you who want to be singer-songwriters, you guys are getting valuable information. One of the kids emailed and they wanted to know what advice would you have for us young musicians who want to share meaningful messages through our music?
I think you just have to be honest with yourself about what moves you. Because if it moves you, then it's gonna move somebody else. Don't think that if you hear something on the radio that you really like and that's really moving, don't think that you cannot do that. You may not do that, obviously, that particular song, but if you are moved by something, chances are somebody else is going to be moved by it as well. So, in writing a song, producing a song, take your time with it and let it create itself. What do you hear? I write my best songs when I'm away from my studio. What do I hear in my heart first? What do I hear in my head? What does my spirit feel? And then I go and try to produce that in the studio. What does that sound like? I have a a studio setup where I am surrounded by tons of different sounds, piano sounds, ethereal strings, or whatever is going to capture that mood. Now, not everybody may be a producer or musicians. You may just be a lyricist, and that's fine. Write the words down that are going to move you. You're a human like everybody else, so you're going to what you feel, somebody else is going to feel. The part about being a recording artist per se is being able to capture that and put it in a form that is listenable and attainable by people to get what you are trying to get across to them. And a lot of times it is just poetry. And then you may end up hooking up with a musician that can take your lyrics and put music around it. And that's another whole nother thing right there, because there are a lot of available platforms in which to do that, human and not human. But I always find it best to get with another musician if I'm not with myself, bouncing ideas off of each other and creating a sound that comes from your human heart, that comes from the spirit of what you're trying to write lyrically, mood-wise. I'm telling you, if you like movies or TV shows, try that sometime. Try watching one of your favorite movies that have brought you to tears, and try turning the volume down and imagining what the music sounds like behind that scene that is moving you to tears, or that's moving you to anger, or that's moving you to some strong emotion. And you'd be surprised what can come out of that. I grew up watching movies. I love watching movies. I'm more of a visual person. I don't read a lot of books because my attention span. I don't know. That's a whole nother thing. My sister can read a 400-page book over the weekend and understand it. I have a hard time understanding books, but visually, movies, TV show, I can see it. I can see that, and I can hear the music behind it. So find what medium works for you and find how you can best express what's on your heart. Remember that, lock into that, hold on to that, and let that be your way of expressing yourself. Let that be maybe like your main way of doing things. There's going to be other ways, but always have something that you can come back to. I know I can always go back to like watching something and visualizing it and hearing the music behind it. And for me, again, outside of the studio is the best time for me to create. When I'm away from the equipment, when I'm just traveling, when my mind is free, when my cell phone is someplace that I can't get to it and I don't have any distractions, then I can hear the music and I can almost see it as well, lyrically and melodically.
That's good. That's po a poetic answer. So I like
Yeah.
that. So for our final question, I wanted to know, because I've known you for a couple of years now, and I know how important your faith is to you. I wanted to see if you could give some advice to our future musicians here or current musicians here about them staying true to their own self when they're creating their art.
Again, it's like finding out who you are and finding out who you're not, for me personally, is very important. Because I like a lot of different bands and I like a lot of different things that they do, but they don't always apply to me. So I take different pieces of the music that I've grown up with, and then I apply them to who I am, which is what I think everybody does. We all grow up listening to music. Mick Jagger, Coldplay, the Beatles, we're all influenced by the things that we hear and see. The trick is to bring that into your own realm of who you are and make it your own. Now, there's 88 keys on the piano. So whatever chord progression that you come up with, it's already been come up with for the most part. But it's okay because the element that makes a difference, makes the difference is you as an individual. And I always tell people this. Every single artist, you take any artist, whether they're world famous or they're just getting started, and they create a song, that song in that form could not have ever been created unless that person did it. It is literally one of a kind. Somebody may come along and sing your song later, but the creation of it and the spirit and the soul that you put into it could not have been put together if you, as an individual, do it. Of all the songwriters on this call, and you included, Ralph, I can't create what you are going to create. I cannot do it, and vice versa. So it is an individual, very specific piece of art that you put together when you do that. Now to your question about my faith, you know where my faith lies, Ralph. We've talked about
Yeah,
it.
of
I
course.
believe in God, and I always have, and I always will. And my faith is a is an is a is something that grows stronger every day. I heard a pastor say the reason that you spend an eternity in heaven is because that's how long it takes to get to know God, which I thought was very profound. That in and of itself, my faith is always constantly growing because I fail every day too. I may start off really spiritual in the morning and then get derailed and then, go back in prayer and reading the Bible to get back to where I was, or at least close to where I was, and hopefully closer. But that's where I have learned that the source of all, sorry, my alarm keeps going off. I don't know why. That is where the source of all my inspiration comes from. And I didn't know that at first. Even when I wrote I Believe, the first lyrics of that song was walk blindly to the light and reach out for his hand. Don't ask any questions and don't try to understand. Open up your mind and open up your heart, and you will see that you and me aren't very far apart, because I believe that love is the answer. I mean, that flowed out of me so easily that I know that Elliot Sloan had nothing to do with it. It was like God was speaking through me, and I was like, oh yeah, that sounds really good. I even questioned myself, like when I wrote that song, I was like, did I write this, or did I steal this from someplace else? I started like listening to the songs that I was listening to before, and I was like, no, I okay, this did come from me. And that was my egotistical self thinking that I was such a great and fantastic songwriter when all the time God was pouring his spirit out through me and I was just a vessel. So once I realized that, and God was taking me as a person and my experiences and the things that I've seen and heard and done, then he felt it suitable to channel that through me where it would make sense. Now, I wasn't the first song to write a song called I Believe. There's hundreds of songs written called I Believe. And the chords that I play on that song, it's basically four chords the entire song. All I did was write the chords behind it that went with the melody that God gave me. I mean, it's like, it's pretty incredible the process of how it happens. And ever since then, I've been really kind of trusting God to show me more things, give me more melodies. You know, not so that, you know, Elliot Sloan can be, you know, rich and famous and get all the glory, but so that I can bring more glory to him, so I can sing more songs that will point people to him. Because I can't tell you how many times I've gotten emails and texts and messages on Instagram and Facebook or whatever about how much that song in particular has meant to them. And I'm talking about people all around the world, just like people on this call. And I've gotten emails and handwritten letters from Indonesia. I believe went number one in Indonesia. Seriously? Indonesia? I'm just like this kid from Cincinnati, and I wrote a song that somebody listened to in Indonesia. It's beyond me. But in typical Elliot fashion, I have no idea what the question was you asked me. And I start on one thing and I keep going in circles. Hopefully,
You're still answering it. So
hopefully I have touched on the answer of it. But just music just moves me. God just moves me. This whole thing is so spiritual to me that it's art, something out of nothing. The term that God makes something out of nothing, and I think it's in the Greek, it's called ex nihilo, out of nothing. Just like he created the worlds out of nothing. Music is almost created out of nothing. Like, I don't have music in my hand, but it can channel through my heart and my mind and my soul and my spirit, the things I see, the things I smell. And God can create a melody and music out of that with instrumentation, piano and guitar and string instruments. Oh, music is spiritual, and I just love it. And everybody on this call, if you have the ability to create music, to write lyrics, oh, please continue to do so no matter what. I've met so many people in their 30s and 40s, and they say, yeah, I used to play the piano, but I haven't played in years, you know, and the talent is still there. Something happened where they got distracted or life just came along or whatever and took them away from it. No matter what level of success that you are trying to achieve or whatever, always, always create, because not everybody can play the piano. Not everybody can play the guitar, the cello, the violin, the drums, whatever it is that you play. Not everybody can write really, really good poetry. Never give that up, because you have a gift that cannot, you can't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Don't assume that everybody can do this. Everybody can't do it. You know what I mean? My pastor always tells people, like, hey, if you can sing in the choir and you want to sing in the choir, we encourage you to do so. If you can't sing, please don't. You know, so not everybody can sing. Not everybody can write. Not everybody can. I think everybody can create in some form or another. But if you are a musician and you have that passion and you have that love for creating, and you play the piano and you've got an ear for melody. Sometimes people who can't sing, they still know what sounds good. They still know what sounds good and what doesn't. They may not be able to produce it themselves. You know, there's a lot of songwriters out there that are not artists, that you'll never hear on the radio as an artist. Diane Warren, for one. I've never heard a Diane Warren album. If there is one, I don't know about it. But she's written 1,000 songs for other artists. You know what I mean? Same with Bernie Taupin, who wrote with Elton John all those years. I've never heard of a Bernie Taupin album or him singing. And if there is one, I don't know what it is. I'm getting a robocall from New York. Okay, I'm going to ignore that. Okay. Hopefully you guys can still hear me.
Yeah, we can.
And I'm waiting for this to go away. But anyway, yes, I hope I've answered the question. And just don't lose your passion. Don't let anybody take your passion away. Don't get derailed by life to take your passion away and let you set it on a shelf and your instrument be something that you haven't picked up in 5, 10 years. Don't let that happen. You gotta trust the process, even when you don't feel like it. Even, you know, when I'm in prayer, a lot of times I thank God for being God, even when I don't feel like praying, when I'm tired. Just because you don't feel like it Don't let that take your passion away. Don't let it do it. Stay on the piano, stay on the guitar, stay writing poetry. And even if you're writing things in a dark period of your life, let that be what it is. Everything isn't going to be all, you know, shiny and happy. Like right now, sure. It's raining here. It's raining here. So what? So what is that? Where does that mood take me when I'm writing? And it take me in a different mood. A couple of days when the sun comes out, I'll write a different song. You know what I mean? Sure. Anyway, I can go on and on. I'm sorry. I'm just passionate about it.
You're perfect. Guys, check out blessedunionofsouls.net. We're going to share the link and we're going to share their socials and definitely check out their music. And we're definitely looking forward to hopefully having you back in the fall and maybe performing.
Yes.
Thank you enough. Before we let you go, before I end the meeting for all, I'm going to ask everyone to unmute. And can we all unmute? And can we say thank you to Elliot Sloan, lead singer of Blessed Union of Souls, for taking time out of his day? Thank you so much, Elliot.
Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I wish I could see you all. I wish I could give you all a big hug right now. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.